USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Trump admits he doesn't have any indication if his motion to have his federal trial delayed will be granted. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, Trump praised the judge who will make that decision. The former president called Judge Aileen Cannon a smart judge who loves our country. One 2024 GOP presidential hopeful says he has no interest in running as a third-party group's candidate.
There are only two people who will get elected president of the United States in November of 24, the Republican nominee for president and the Democratic nominee for president.
Christie, the former New Jersey governor, told ABC's This Week that he would not want to be the no-labels candidate for president. The GOP presidential campaign for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is undergoing a shakeup. His campaign fired close to a dozen mid-level staffers on Saturday. Sources say despite raising $20 million during the first 6 weeks of the campaign, there's an internal belief that DeSantis hired too many staffers too early. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is defending the plan to provide cluster bombs to Ukraine.
Our moral authority has not derived from being a signatory to the Convention Against Cluster Munitions.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan noted that neither the USA or Ukraine signed the Convention Against Cluster Munitions, agreed to by more than 100 other countries. Five people are dead and two children are still missing after flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says more than 4 inches fell in 2 hours on Saturday evening. Arizona is known for its dry heat, but Mesa Mayor John Gillies told CBS's Face the Nation this is unique.
We're used to several days over 110, even days in the high teens, but this is unusual because of the weeks-long duration of them.
Phoenix is expected to shatter a near 50-year record for consecutive days of reaching at least 110 degrees. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was discharged from a hospital on Sunday after suffering from dehydration. CNN reported the 73-year-old Netanyahu went home after wearing a heart monitor. The men's Wimbledon champion was crowned on Sunday in what is being called an epic battle for the ages. Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz defeated Novak Djokovic in a match that lasted nearly 5 hours. Djokovic was seeking his fifth straight Wimbledon title. The NFL continues to break records off the field.
The NFL's popularity continues to soar, with Forbes reporting a record-breaking revenue of $11.9 billion last year. Through lucrative television deals, merchandising, and licensing, each team received $372 million from this unprecedented revenue. I'm John Schaefer.
From the gridiron to the hard court, LeBron James is going back to his number 23. James's friend and agent Rich Paul told ESPN the decision to switch to his old jersey number came out of respect for Bill Russell, who had the number 6 retired across the NBA last season following his death. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 sets a franchise mark with $80 million over its first 5 days. It debuted to more than $230 million worldwide. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny has seen a sharp drop in week-to-week sales, but it's still made enough to surpass Fast X. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.